You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. You all know it is our faith, underlined by St. Paul in sacred scripture, that the sacrifice of the Mass makes Calvary, Christ's death, present again on the altar. But someone recently asked me, what about his birth? Well, yes, because you see, the whole Christ, Christ born and Christ suffered and crucified, died, buried, risen again and ascended into heaven. The whole Christ is present in the Mass. The Mass brings us the living Christ, and we bring him to the Father in sacrifice. St. Hildegard, that great Cistercian prophetess, says, when the bread and the wine are changed into his body and blood, the circumstances of his incarnation and birth are mirrored right in front of us, clearly, as when these mysteries were first accomplished by the Son of God. And St. Jerome, who is the greatest biblical scholar of all time, he lived with a rabbi in order to learn Hebrew, and in the desert for years, so as not to be distracted from the Word of God. He teaches, the priest calls Christ into being by his consecrated lips. Before Mass, the priest will sometimes pray, I am about to call into being the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. A new birth, then, this night, this Mass, and every Mass, especially at Christmas, Christ's Mass. And that is why we sing tonight with particular exaltation the Song of the Angels. How do we find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, which means to eat, if not in the swaddling clothes of the snow-white altar linens, our Lord, frail white wafer in taste and appearance, waiting to be devoured by us, our food. Do you ever say to a baby, you know, when babies get to be cute, they're not always cute all the way through, but they mostly get a nice cute stage, and you're so taken with how adorable that little baby is that you say, I love you so much I could just eat you up. I think grandmothers specialize in saying this, but others have been known to say it as well. To some sweet little baby, I could just eat you all up. Why do people say that? Well, the psychiatrists or psychologists or something, some specialists, have some sort of a weird aggression theory explanation for that, of course. But it's always been pretty obvious to me. Love desires union. Doesn't this explain, after all, marriage and children and the family and our faith and our Mass and, yes, our Holy Communion? With babies, it is, of course, a figure of speech. And after all, after that cute stage passes, well, they're destined to grow up and away and someday even perhaps to seem, even to the most devoted of mothers, not quite so lovable. But still you do, because they are your own. But these partial, almost limping comparisons lead us, don't they, to the infant, the little Jesus, the frail white host lying in the manger of the ciborium, waiting to be our food. To our Lord in Holy Communion, where alone that deepest desire for union with that which is so good and so beautiful and so true is possible. And sometimes here at the rail, to know, after all, a bit of peace and to be happy in it. Happy, too, in the knowledge that one day with God, we are meant to be perfectly happy world without end, because we love him. Heaven is meant to be our destiny. Don't you think it's about time that you and I got started on that? Why do we spend our entire lives doing everything but loving God and somehow expect that at the end we'll be ready to love him for all eternity? And the alternative is too horrible to contemplate. But this foretaste of heaven demands that we receive him more, the great French preacher Bossuet said, that we devour him worthily and well, so that he may devour us. That is union. To eat us up, to consume us. Babies are high management, demanding little creatures, but you know that. There was a young couple in the back pew the other Sunday, visitors. The mass was almost over, and the toddler in his dad's arms was fussing, and the father, entirely to his credit, tried to distract the baby from whatever was bothering him by talking to him as parents should and showing him some of the things in the church. But the baby wasn't having it and just continued to fuss. The mother, I sensed, had had enough. The mass ended. Father took his maniple off for the prayers after mass. Well, the mother was all for leaving. There was a consultation, a very brief one. Dad wanted to stay because it is considered disrespectful to leave the church before Father leaves the altar. But Mom wanted to go, and they left. Most men obey their wives, I think. Early training. I wonder what the baby made of all of this, but probably moved on. They are demanding little creatures, aren't they? But they sense your love for them, just as they sense the presence of mother and of father. You shall find the infant, the angel tells the shepherd. But that's not enough to find him. You have to love the child. Not sometimes, not part time, not if you're not too distracted by something or someone else. No, all of the time. And that's all there is to it. Babies know this. Saint Joseph Cupertino, one of our more extraordinary saints, he's the flying saint. Sometimes it was enough for him to hear a Christmas carol, and he'd be off, and he'd be in the rafters of the church, elevated in ecstasy. Well, once in prayer, it was revealed to this humble Franciscan friar that after things settled down after Christmas in Bethlehem, the townspeople were feeling a little sheepish, is the word, about having had no room for our Lord in the inn. And eventually they got together some gifts and they came by to see him. And they were so taken with the child's wondrous beauty. They even asked the Blessed Mother, as people will, to hold the baby. She allowed them to. But to her astonishment, the gentle little Jesus lovingly caressed the good, but turned away from the wicked ones who held him. But he is your Savior. Turn to him, dear wicked ones, tonight, and love him. Not in the emotion of a Christmas night, but always with all of your heart in the Holy Mass. Christ is present, not to the imagination alone, not purely spiritually, but really and truly touched and tasted and eaten up in this blessed sacrament. Which brings us, every time we receive, as the Mexicans say, El Niño Dios, the baby God. St. Alphonsus Rodriguez was a Jesuit centuries ago and a very serious spiritual writer. He wrote The Practice of the Christian Perfection. He tells of a very devout layman who saw an extraordinary thing once at the communion of a Mass. The Mass was being said by an acquaintance of his, a cold, really rather worldly priest who hurried his way through the prayers and the movements. And at communion, the layman saw on the paten, not the host, but a charming child surrounded with light. Even more surprising was that when the priest bent over to pick up the sacred host and make his communion, the baby turned its little head so much as if to say no, as children will, and then struggled with his hands and feet as if to prevent the priest from receiving. Now that same saintly man saw this several times and it troubled him. One day, he happened to be talking to the priest. They were on good terms. The priest told him the trouble he had anymore swallowing the sacred host at Mass. You know, sometimes the priest will confide certain things to the faithful. And this priest did. He had no idea why he couldn't swallow the host. You know, the same thing happened to the Trappist writer from Kentucky, Thomas Merton, at his first masses as a young priest. Later on, he went on to lose the faith entirely. Well, the layman saw his chance and told what he had seen very respectfully to the priest and suggested rather more boldly that Father should now make a good examination of conscience and go to confession and amend his life. Touched by all of this, the priest resolved to be more edifying at the altar. Sometime later, the layman was at his Mass again, and saw the Holy Child all glowing and bright with joy as the priest swallowed the sacred host. His conversion was sincere. May yours be as well this night. May you, with shepherds and kings and townsfolk of Bethlehem, find the infant there in the manger with Mary, his mother, and then may you devour him and he you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.